From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition, we take a look at a partnership between CSJP and the Innswood High School that's giving over 80 young persons in St. Catherine a chance to control their destiny. The Citizen Security and Justice Program has been active in communities in St. Catherine for the past 2 years. Soon after entering these communities, the CSJP team rolled out its vocational skills training component, allowing at-risk youth a second chance at life. To facilitate this training, which is free of cost to participants, the CSJP team partnered with the Innswood High School to offer training in general construction and auto mechanics. An exposé was recently staged at the school, showcasing the talents and skills garnered under the program to date. It also provided an opportunity for students to network with relevant personnel from the construction and auto mechanics industries to facilitate transition into employment. Kareem Morrison is the CSJP Community Action Officer with responsibility for several St. Catherine communities.
CSJP has identified the overwhelming need for skills training in our communities. As such, we are pleased to partner with the Innswood High School to implement the second batch of trainings in general construction and auto mechanics. This partnership has been fruitful to date, and we are happy to share in this grand occasion to highlight our students' work.
36 persons were enrolled at the start of the Level 1 Skills Training Program.
Now, the program has significantly impacted the lives of the 36 students and has now grown to over 80 students. So we have on roll 82 students presently. We now have students who have advanced to Level 2, received employment as a result of the program. It has changed the negative outlook of some persons. They now have somewhere to go in the evenings. They're engaged for 3 hours and they have now become like a family.
Celia Rowe, program coordinator and IT instructor for the Innswood High program. She says to date the training has had a real and lasting impact on the lives of the participants.
I've seen persons who didn't go to school for such a long time, could not adapt to the culture. And they're now here smartly dressed every evening, with their bags on their back, and their pens and their books, and they're ready to work. You guys have come a far way.
For Roger White, participation in the training program is the best thing to have happened to him to date.
I just want to say thank you very much. On behalf of me and all the students, I think I speak for every student right now. My experience. I was at home. Somebody called me and said, Roger, they're doing a program down at the Innswood School. So I just jump on my bicycle and it's right coming down here. And the same day I came, the person already told me what to bring, so I brought everything that day and I just did the test.
Mr. White was successful in his test and was enrolled in the general construction program.
But for me it was a good thing because it's that trade that keeps me today. So I just want to give thanks to all those who have funded this program and for all those who are sponsoring us. I just want to say thank you to the teachers, to the students. It's been a great and wonderful privilege and experience to be with you people here. And I just want to say that I believe that this program should be throughout all Jamaica. Because when a young man will know that he can come to this place and can get a skill and get my job, you know, it's a very good thing.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.